I'm Nanita Desai, the composer of Untamed Romania. You're listening to The Annotator.
Welcome to The Annotator, where composers share their thoughts and stories about their original scores. This is episode 76, where composer Nanita Desai talks about her original music for the documentary feature Untamed Romania. This is Christopher Coleman, and you can find all episodes of this podcast at theannotator.net. Nanita Desai is a British composer and sound designer who has scored countless bespoke scores for film and television, including for the BBC, HBO, ITV, and C4. She's worked with such artists as Tori Amos, Peter Gabriel, and Sinead O'Connor, and some of her recent scoring projects include the World War II thriller Enemy Within, the psychological horror film Darkness Visible, and The Life After. Another recent project is for the 2018 documentary Untamed Romania, the most successful nonfiction film in Romania. It premiered at the Transylvania Film Festival in 2018. Untamed Romania is a film that reveals the beauty of the European country as it is raw, magical, but fragile at the same time. The film focuses on the beautiful unspoiled lands tucked within the country, but moreover on the numerous forms of wildlife that live there, and how their lives are dictated by the seasons. It is a never-ending battle for survival, and Untamed Romania tells their stories. The film made its international debut on the 18th of March in Washington at an ecological film festival, and on the 12th of April in London at the BAFTA Gala. In this episode, Nanita Desai talks about the unique challenges and opportunities afforded to her in writing her first score for a large-scale orchestra. Desai discusses in detail how she reveals the characters of the animals through her musical themes, and in contrast, how the music she wrote for the various landscapes depicted was directly influenced by those landscapes themselves. Finally, she reveals which piece was the most difficult, and how Untamed Romania was different from all of the other documentary scores she has written before.
So right from the outset, we had made the decision that we'd be recording with the BBC National Orchestra of Wales. A large percentage of the score was written with the whole band performing at the same time, like a real live performance, as opposed to recording in stems and stitching it all together in the mix. So that was 73 musicians playing like a living, breathing organism. I had to write around 80 minutes of music in 5 to 6 weeks, which was a big challenge for me as it was my first score for a large-scale orchestra. Luckily, I was given pretty much a locked picture to score to. At its heart, the storytelling through the music was of paramount importance to me. With the wildlife, there are universal themes of hunting, conflict, power struggle, parenthood, infants playing and learning, and the animals have strong characters that I really wanted to bring out thematically in the score. So the introduction to the whole film starts with the main theme that you're listening to. It encapsulates the essence of the whole film. The piece had to be stirring, moving, and as it develops, becomes quite propulsive, as you can hear. I wanted it to be a very warm, enveloping piece that just grows and grows with a theme that could recur at a few key moments in the film. We have a big sweeping melody with a driving energy that really pushes the piece along. Many of the shots are aerials of the Carpathian Mountains and waves of rolling forests and drone shots. This then contrasts with intimate shots of baby animals, cubs, chicks, so there's a big dynamic drop in the arrangement. I then reinforce and build on the main melody again here. So in fact, the actual visual shape of the landscape really informed the shape of the music, with the arpeggiated string and woodwind runs coming in. I like the idea of bringing in a human vocal element for the title card that comes up on the screen with the main motif sung by a choir right at the very end of the piece. So I was given picture lock, and the way I approached scoring this film was fairly different to how I'm used to working. I like to work with rough cuts and rough sequences going back and forth with the edit. So I wrote a piano sketch for pretty much every cue, making sure I hit all the key visual moments in the scenes. These were then developed into full MIDI mock-ups and prepped for orchestration. And this cue was written very freely with no real click at all. It had to evoke the magical, mystical, mysterious feel of Transylvania that evoked a world of fairy tales without becoming too cliched. And with the fire salamander scene, you get a slight sense of that folklore that harks back to ancient legends. This theme recurs at several other points in the film, and instead of constructing a theme strategically and planning it, I just dived into writing it. I wanted to simply write a beautiful lyrical tune first and foremost. Many of my melodies come to me when I'm away from the studio, so I'm often recording it into my phone, just singing it into my phone if I'm out and about. I find that often produces the most uncontrived results. And once I'd conquered that, then I found other places that it could work in the film, sometimes very intimate and sometimes in a very grand, lush form. There's not very much going on visually, so it's very much a music-led moment. And as you can hear, the theme comes from something that grows and swells into something very emotive and sweeping before calming down again right at the end. And as we approach this final section, it becomes quite magical and intimate with the birth of the baby fire salamander. Bear Mischief. So this is the second time you hear this bear theme. The first time is when the bear comes out of his den after winter, where it's rather slow and tentative and gentle. But here it takes on a very different form, with three baby cubs playing and discovering the world in springtime. It's sprightly, bouncy, quite perky, with some staccato woodwinds. And I made the theme slightly busier to go with the bear movements. I wanted the size of the cue to match the size of the animals, and it ends with a little joyful flourish as the three cubs calm down. Catch the Mayfly. This was the hardest cue to record. The story is this interplay between frogs on lily pads trying to catch their lunch, the mayfly. But the mayfly are very evasive. I wanted to illustrate this with cheekiness and humour, so a slightly jazzy orchestral approach fit the mood of what I was trying to achieve. So the mayfly is teasing the frog. The frogs are jumping up in the air and landing unsuccessfully. There's a lot of spotting to picture, and the challenge here was to create a piece of music that flowed narratively and musically, but still highlighted all the hit points accurately. I think we ended up with over 7 takes, and we thought we'd have to cut between the best takes and between the best moments, but we got it on take 7, and we didn't have to do any editing. This sequence is the story of a female wild boar foraging in the forest, where she comes across a pack of wolves who decide they want to ambush her. So the cue starts off innocently with the boar going about her business. The music's fairly neutral and mid-tempo, gentle strings with a few synth elements to keep it fresh. I wanted to play with the interaction between natural sound effects and music. There's an eerie atmosphere growing in the forest. There is subtle tension with the clock ticking sound. I wanted it to come down to almost silence and create this sparseness. The animals can sense danger arriving with the wolves. You're then hit hard with the strings and the brass when you suddenly see close-ups of the wolves' hooves running hard, chasing the vulnerable wild boar. I also wanted to use brass in a very menacing, powerful way to signify the stealth and the power of the wolves working together as a pack. So the storytelling is really important with the music here. Just when you think it's all over for the boar, she fights back and turns on the wolf pack. So the music had to turn a corner and become almost heroic. In fact, very heroic. So you're really rooting for the underdog, or in this case, the underboar. We then calm down as the wolves run away. And I knew I'd be recording with the live orchestra. So I wanted to really utilize the full dynamic range of what all the musicians playing together would have to offer. One of my favourite cues in the film is this time lapse of a caterpillar transforming into a beautiful butterfly. I actually experimented with my own vocals on this piece, and the cue just gelled together in a magical way while the scene unfolded. I was noodling on the piano while watching the scene, and I remember when writing it, I was very excited about the freshness of the sound compared to everything else I'd written up until that point. I really love that it's the one piece that audiences have picked up on as well. There's a Victorian Gothic vibe to it that somehow just gels with the butterfly and the transformation. And as it grows, you can hear Richard Harwood on cello, the principal cellist of the RPO, who also played all the cello solos on the score. Thank you. butterfly comes out and is free and flies away. So we have a sense of release with the tension that was built up with the string rhythm and string section. This cue is the golden eagle scene, flying and stealthily surveying the landscape, looking for prey. I've always wanted to write a piece that echoes something from the 90s, 2000s, that kind of Hollywood spy thriller action movie vibe. We have some electronic beats blended in with some live strings. This cue just builds in subtle tension, and we brought in some arpeggiated subtle synth sounds. We did 2-string overdubs with the BBC Now Orchestra, 50 strings playing the longs, and an overdub with 50 strings doing all the short strings, the short syncopated rhythms. So we had over 100 strings playing to achieve that richness of texture. Finally, we get to the moment where the eagle has spotted a hare and starts its rapid descent to catch its prey. We had 16 strings doing the descending arpeggiated runs with a very airy, floaty technique. In the spotting session, we discussed writing a thematic score that was lyrical to help pull the film together and make it more cohesive. That was always the original intent of the film and the music. And we also wanted to take the viewer on an emotional roller coaster throughout the whole film with a lot of different colours and textures and sounds. Normally with my documentary scores, directors don't want me to write strong, bold melodies that tell the audience how to feel too much. I'm often working on very sensitive and tough, gritty subject matter where the music has to be empathic to the story and to really underscore and underline it. But here, though, it was the total opposite. I've always loved melody, and so I basically saved up all the tunes I'd written over the last 10 years that had never been used, and I used them all in this film. It was an opportunity to bring out a different side to my creative voice, bringing out a stylistic warmth and integrity to the music. I wrote a single theme to represent the four seasons, with 4 different variations. So spring is light and playful, summer is hot and languid, winter is cold and inhospitable, and finally autumn here is quite melancholic and full of sorrow. I've always believed that the true effectiveness of a score is realised when you watch it with the film. Watch it in conjunction with the film and not just listen to the score in isolation. But in this case, I felt I could create music that worked as standalone pieces that you could just enjoy without having to watch the film, that was still very evocative visually. So I hope you can picture the scenes and the stories in your mind, almost without having to watch the film. I hope this has encouraged you to delve a little deeper and check out the whole score. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Annotator with composer Nanita Desai and her original score for the documentary film Untamed Romania. A soundtrack release is imminent, but an official release date has yet to be announced. You can find out more and hear more music by Nanita Desai at her official site, nanitadesai.com, or follow her on Twitter at Nanita Desai. The Annotator is produced by me, Christopher Coleman, and you can find more episodes at theannotator.net, or you can subscribe wherever quality podcasts are found. Wherever you do listen, please leave us a rating or review, and if you know someone you think would enjoy The Annotator, please tell them about the show. You can also follow the show on Twitter at Audio Annotator or on Facebook at The Annotator, or send us your feedback via email to theannotatorpodcast@gmail.com.